Jim, it's good to be back, and I had a very nice trip last week to Lagos, Nigeria. Want to know what I did there, Kim?
Yes, please tell us.
Well, I visited our VOA partner stations, Channels Television and Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. The stations broadcast all across Africa's most populous country, about 170 million people. And let me give official Sunny Sida sports shout-outs for Austin Okon-Akpan at Channels and Dr. Larry Zamajay at Brilla. They were both very welcoming, and they allowed me to appear on some of their sporty programs. Thanks, Austin and Dr. Larry. One of the athletes I met during my trip to Lagos was Ndidi Madu, a power forward for Nigeria's national women's basketball team, nicknamed the Tigress. Ndidi was born in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee, and she played college basketball at the University of Florida. Ndidi and the Tigress finished third at the recent Afrobasket for women in Cameroon. Senegal won a record-extending 11th African title in Yaoundé, beating host Cameroon 81-66 in the final. In the bronze medal match, Ndidi Madu in Nigeria beat Angola 65-55 to keep alive their hopes of qualifying for next year's Olympic women's basketball tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Senegal booked a ticket to Rio by winning the trophy, while Cameroon and Nigeria advanced to a 2016 Olympic qualifying tournament. Ndidi and I appeared on the Sports Tonight Show on Channels Television, and she talked about her Olympic dreams.
You know, we just finished the Afrobasket tournament in Cameroon, so right now we're just getting ready to head to the qualifying playoff tournament next June. We don't know where it will take place yet, but that's what our focus is right now. It's just to get our mindset to the playoff tournament and to finish top five. So the game versus Cameroon was a hard-fought game. You know, we went down to the very, very last second, and you know, it wasn't God's will for us to win that game because it was a hard-fought game, and it should have been our game. We was the best team in Cameroon. We knew it. Everybody knew it who watched us play from all over. So, you know, it just wasn't God's will for us to win. So we're just going to just focus. We're going to continue to work hard and get ready to go to the playoffs.
Now, Ndidi, I understand the USA might have had a little bit of a role in developing your basketball skills.
They did. You know, I went to the University of Florida. I'm a Gator. Go Gators. you know, I grew up in the U.S., and so I've been playing basketball in the U.S. My whole life until 2013. With 2012, actually, when I started my collegiate, my professional career in Spain, and then I actually had a chance to play with the national team for the first time in 2013. But you know, up until 2012, USA basketball, you know, playing in the U.S. is all I really knew.
How did Nigeria approach you to be on the women's team?
Well, it was actually Helen, the captain of the Tigers, and I got in contact with her, and I just expressed to her that I want to play for Nigeria. You know, what do I need to do? What's the steps? I'm ready to do it. And so she just really was just awesome, and she really helped me in every step of the way. And so she sent my film in to the federation and everything, and then I got my official invitation to training camp. And from there, it just, you know, I've been part of the team. So I'm just very grateful for the opportunity.
That's Ndidi Madu, a power forward for Nigeria's national women's basketball team. And Ndidi was talking with me on the Sports Tonight Show on Channels Television in Lagos, Nigeria.
Voice of America! Let's go.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In African youth football, the four-time champion Golden Eaglets of Nigeria have spread their young wings and soared into the knockout stage at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Chile. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma reports the Nigerian boys advanced with a resounding victory over the host country.
Defending champions and Nigeria Golden Eaglets went on the rampage, beating hosts Chile 5-1 in their Group A tie in the coastal city of Viña del Mar on Tuesday. Having won their opening match against the United States of America, the Golden Eaglets have qualified for the knockout phase with a game in hand. In Group B action, South Korea pipped Guinea 1-0 in La Serena. Today, Wednesday, Mali engaged Ecuador in a Group D encounter in Talca. In Switzerland, reigning Africa Footballer of the Year Yahya Touré of the Ivory Coast is among the nominees shortlisted for the 2015 FIFA Ballon d'Or Award, the World Football Governing Body FIFA disclosed in Zurich on Tuesday. Touré is the only African among the 23 nominees. Staying in Zurich, the elections of a new FIFA president will go ahead as scheduled on the 26th of February next year, the FIFA Executive Committee confirmed on Tuesday. All candidates who seek to contest the FIFA presidential elections have until next Monday, the 26th of October, to submit all relevant documents to FIFA. Still in Zurich, FIFA's Independent Ethics Committee, at its discretion, is now allowed to publish more information about their ongoing proceedings, FIFA disclosed on Tuesday. The FIFA Executive Committee sought the crucial amendment of Article 36 of the FIFA Code of Ethics to permit the Ethics Committee to shed more light on their work in the spirit of transparency. FIFA is at the center of an unprecedented high-profile investigation affecting several prominent members of the organization, including FIFA President Sepp Blatter. Turning to athletics, the city of Tampere in Finland is the only candidate bidding to stage the 2018 World Junior Athletics Championship, the World Athletics Governing Body IAAF disclosed in Monaco on Tuesday. The IAAF revealed that the Danish capital Copenhagen has applied to host the 2018 World Half Marathon Championship, an event they first staged last year. The cities of Sopot in Poland and Valencia in Spain are also bidding to stage the event. The IAAF will name the successful bids in Monaco next month. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Because
this is Africa. Time for Africa.
Our African football guru David Legg joins us again on the sunny side of sports for a look at recent African goal scoring highlights in Europe. And David kicks off with an Ivorian striker.
Wilfred Bonny was on good form for Manchester City in the English Premier League. He bagged a brace, the second and the fifth goals in a 5-1 thrashing of Bournemouth. And Bonny recently said that he has just recovered from a bout of malaria. And that's a good boost for a player who was a big money transfer from Swansea City, but has been battling to get into the starting lineup at Manchester City. Another African player who was on target in the English Premier League was Mbokani from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He scored for Norwich City away to Newcastle, but unfortunately the goal was not of a great deal of help, because Newcastle, who've been really struggling in the Premier League this season, they cruised to a 6-2 victory. If we move across to Italy, there was a goal from Mohamed Salah, the Egyptian, for Roma. Roma winning 3-1 against Empoli. And that was the fourth goal of the season for a player who is on loan from the English club Chelsea. In France, for Angers, the Senegalese midfielder Ndoye scored in a 2-1 victory at Toulouse. And also in France, Mukanjo, the Cameroonian who plays for Lorient, he scored in a 1-1 draw at Marseille. And a name that is all too familiar to listeners to The Voice of America, Solomon Kalou, the veteran Ivory Coast striker. He scored for Hertha Berlin, but unfortunately it was not enough to prevent Schalke from a 2-1 victory.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. The Springboks of South Africa will face the All Blacks of New Zealand Saturday in a semifinal match at the Rugby World Cup in England. Argentina goes against Australia Sunday in the second semifinal. Both games will be played at Twickenham Stadium in London. South Africa's head coach, Heineke Meyer, says the Springboks will have to produce their best ever performance to beat the All Blacks.
I must say that I really mean this. It's not just talk. This is probably the best team that I believe that's ever played the game. If you just look at the record the last 4 years after the World Cup, usually after the World Cup there's a decline in performance. Steve has been there for 8 years as assistant and most of the coaching staff has gone on. So they just got better after the previous World Cup, which hasn't happened in World Rugby. So, you know, this is a different team, but Rhys faced them. He's faced the best teams in the world. He's faced the British and Irish Lions. So he knows what it takes. And we as a team know that this must be our best performance probably ever if we want to beat them, because they are the best team I think that's ever played a game.
This game between South Africa and New Zealand is a matchup of two-time World Rugby champions. South Africa lifted the trophy in 1995 and 2007, while New Zealand were the Rugby Kings in 1987 and 2011. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some photos of my recent trip to Lagos, Nigeria. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny.